Before setting out on his tour of Africa late last week, President Bush met the president of the West African nation of Mali. They talked about fighting AIDS and malaria. Mali is among a group of African countries that tried to revolutionize health care for the poor starting 20 years ago. Addie Goss has this report on what happened.
What would you do if your daughter got malaria? One mother, Bintou Jara, is just waiting.
Four people in my family got malaria so far this summer. My daughter was vomiting this morning. She's lying down inside.
Jara's sitting outside her mud house in Yurimajo, a community on the edge of Mali's capital city, Bamako. There's a health clinic just a mile from here, but the only money Jara has is what she made today, selling firewood for a penny a bundle.
You know, we have financial difficulties. When we take a child to the clinic, I know that the next day we won't be able to eat like normal.
Health can be a sensitive topic in Mali. Jara feared that her husband would be angry or even violent if he learned she talked to us, so her name has been changed. Mali is full of people like Jara. They hope to save money by waiting to go to the clinic, but if the illness gets worse, treatment gets more expensive, and they have to scramble to borrow money. The delay can kill. Mamadou Bala is a top economic advisor at Mali's Ministry of Health. He says the cost of care here can cause serious problems. But, he says, the beauty of health care in Mali is that you can buy it at all.
We had tried to provide health care for free in the 1960s and the 1970s with enormous consequences. The state went into debt. Mali had no community health clinics. Mali had no medicine. Mali was an empty vacuum. It came to the point where people didn't even have the choice to pay or not to pay.
That's when UNICEF introduced a policy called the Bamako Initiative that reshaped healthcare systems in over a dozen African countries. They introduced it to a meeting of African ministers of health here in Bamako in September 1987. In Mali, it works like this. The Malian government helps communities build clinics and outfits those clinics with the basics, like a birthing table, a stethoscope, and a small stock of generic drugs. Then the government pulls out. It's patients who keep the clinic in business by paying user fees for drugs and services. Rudolf Nippenberg with UNICEF helped design the plan.
The money that was collected always stayed at the local level. The communities paid the full salaries of the health staff, so they had a lot more control over the health care that they needed.
Foreign donors liked this model. They sent more aid to countries that adopted it. In Mali, that foreign money has helped build 800 clinics in the past 20 years. And more clinics in far-flung areas means more mothers and children are getting vaccinated. A nurse sitting outside the Yurimajo clinic calls out the names of 50 mothers and babies to be vaccinated. These women have walked here, in the rain, with their babies on their backs. Everyone seems proud to be here, at least until the actual shot. Vaccinations are free in Mali, but other important treatments aren't. For the average Malian, living on little more than a dollar a day, the price list on the wall here is daunting. Injection, 50 cents, IV, $2, but those are just the administrative fees. After they see a doctor, patients have to buy the gloves the doctors wear, the needles and drugs they'll inject, the saline solution for the IV, all of which the patient puts under their bed for the nurses to use. There are plenty of people in this community who get sicker because they can't pay these fees. A few places in Mali are trying out solutions to this problem. One possibility is community health insurance, a system used in Rwanda, which is another Bamako Initiative country. Farmers in poorer areas can pay into the insurance system right after the harvest when they're more likely to have money. But the problem of cost remains. People with next to nothing can't afford copays, or they don't want to pay up front when it's possible they won't get sick that year. Here in Mali's largest public hospital, tuberculosis patients are treated for free. The hope is that will motivate patients to come here sooner and prevent TB from spreading. But making just one treatment free doesn't fix a familiar problem.
I was coughing for 3 months before I decided to go to the clinic.
Bintou Togo, a farmer, lives right near a new clinic.
Finally, I went. But when I got there, they gave me a prescription for cough medication. I didn't have money to buy it, so I just went home and laid down. The cough got worse. After a month, I went back, and they told me I had tuberculosis.
Togo's doctor says that because she waited those 4 months, her TB got more complicated. He says treating her will cost the Malian government about $6,500. If she'd gone to the clinic right away, he says, her treatment would have been one-third as long and one-15th the price. For NPR News, this is Addie Goss in Bamako, Mali.